Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Can I talk about my work environment with Jamie White?
What's wrong?
Hang on there. Hang
wait,
on,
wait, what?
Hang
what
on,
did
toots,
I do?
Toots, hang on. She's ordering bras this morning. Carson, are you aware of what's going on in here?
I have no idea
right,
what's
she's
going
the bag.
On.
She, you know, she's headed to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
All her bras are dirty. This is what BJ has to listen to. I'm trying to run a professional broadcast.
A show,
yes, broadcast. A show that reaches levels that no other show in America reaches. And she's in here telling me about her bra.
Well, I didn't, because I saw you kind of look over my shoulder and there were women in bras on my screen. And so I didn't want you to think I was like being creepy or something. So I said, oh, just so you know, I'm ordering bras. And you're like, what? I go, well, because, you know, I do that front range laundry service or
yes,
whatever. So
yes.
My next pickup isn't until Thursday,
right.
And I'm leaving town.
Too late.
Because
too late.
What happens when I go out of the cabin, I immediately take off my bra because I can't stand to be, you know, out there.
You just want to get comfortable.
I just want to get comfortable. I don't need a brassiere wearing out in the woods.
Mm-mm. Great outdoors.
So there's like 6 bras in my Jeep right now.
Let them breathe. So what it's called? Let them breathe.
Let them breathe.
So I wasn't gonna have time for the pickup for them to get washed. So I just got, and they all get here by 5 o'clock today. I got like 7 of them.
Yeah,
they all get here by 5 o'clock today. Isn't that amazing?
So in my mind, there's some dude or lady out there walking around with a box right now, trying to find Jamie's house. And that box is loaded down with bras.
And soon my boobs will be in them. Very soon.
Just crazy, isn't it? Just crazy.
It's crazy that you can get them by 5 p.m. today. I love that.
Yeah.
They must be at the warehouse.
They just have your size
yeah,
right
just
there
have
at the warehouse.
Just
yep.
Laying around, bras. Uh-huh.
All right, I want to mention something here. Carson, you need to let it out, man, because I know you're very depressed.
I agree with him, okay? By the way.
Because you're faking it, and if you hold back this feeling that you're having right now, then it's just going to work against you.
But you
don't have to fake with Jamie and I. You can be honest.
Question.
Yeah.
Does he still get Guam?
Well, it's a U.S. territory.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're talking about TikTok. Carson's a big fan of TikTok. He loves when people look at him dance. He just loves it.
He does.
And just do
worldwide.
Little twirly. Yeah, he loves
global.
It. And what he really likes is people in Indonesia or Guam or maybe over in India, and they see it and comment on it, and he really loves it.
Loves
now
it.
It's gone.
I mean, have you seen those people dance? If you get a comment from them. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you're global is what you are.
Is
you're just global.
And as of yesterday, TikTok has been saved, but it's not going to be global anymore in the U.S. We have our own version. All the algorithms, everything's run U.S. companies.
Yeah. So why he's upset is now everybody's lost all the followers from, say, Guam. Well, we're still not sure about Guam, but it have lost Indonesia, Africa, Japan.
You name it.
Yeah.
The U.K.
Yep.
You would think the UK would be open for them.
Exactly.
You know, because they're our buddies, right?
So all these people are so sad because it really bites into their, you know, their popularity.
Huge.
Yeah.
Views, everything, likes, everything, name it.
Anything you post in the U.S. is going to stay in the U.S. What's posted in the U.S., stay. I just made that up. That's a pretty good saying.
Say
right
it
there.
Again.
What's done in the USA stays in the USA.
I don't remember you saying done.
What is posted in the USA stays in the USA.
Nice. Okay, solid. Yep.
Here's the story.
Agreement has been reached with China to keep TikTok operational in the United States. An eventual agreement may require approval from Congress, which passed a law last year saying Chinese owner ByteDance had to sell the app or lose its estimated 170 million users in the United States. Analysts say TikTok's new owner will likely face strict congressional oversight. Major tech companies Oracle, Blackstone, and Amazon were just some of the companies reportedly bidding for the app.
Now, do you use TikTok?
I just look at. I don't post. But I watch the reels.
Yeah, I may go back to it now.
It's got everything on it. Everything you could ever want. Life hacks. I mean, cooking recipes.
It is
dancing.
Good. It's a good. I like the format. Yeah. I agree.
I think I'll reload it today. Now that I've found this out, I think I'll go back and get on there.
Now that we're going to get a U.S. version?
Yeah, but is the U.S. version... I didn't listen. I'm sorry. Did it say that we have to unsubscribe to that one?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I read the article yesterday. Okay. What you have to do... I've got it here somewhere. But what you have to do is you're going to have to delete your TikTok. Because it's not going to work. You're going to have to delete it and reinstall. Oh. And the reinstallation of TikTok will give you the U.S. version. It will not be available on your app store. It's not going to be available, the global, anymore.
Now, are you still going to be able to keep your... Well, you have a new name, or do you have to start with new followers?
I think you get to keep your name, whatever that handle is that you have on there. I don't know that for sure. They never went into that. They just said that you're going to have to delete it, and you're reinstalling TikTok. It will be the U.S. version only, and every post stays in the U.S.
This could be devastating.
So devastating. Like, Mr. Beast has how many?
Everyone loses. If you lose your followers, there's no way we're going to lose our followers.
Wow.
That would... your likes, everything.
Isn't it Mr. Beast?
Right? Yeah, Mr. Beast. Yeah.
He has like 200 million or something.
It's something great. No way.
I don't know if that happens or not.
Because he's like global.
Yeah.
Huh.
But right, even here. Just losing all the followers, everyone's got to follow you back. You're going to have to...
Here's what it says. It says the bottom line is this. This isn't just a sale. It's a complete rebuild. Ooh. U.S. users will download a brand new app that looks identical to the current TikTok, but it runs entirely on American infrastructure with U.S.-controlled algorithms. ByteDance licensed their technology, but they will be global, but the U.S. version will only operate in the U.S. You will have to download a new TikTok.
No!
How many followers do you have?
Like 22,000?
Oh, bye.
They'll have to search for you.
No!
Yeah, 21,000 of those are in India.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Well, it's better than just going away.
Yeah.
You get to start over.
But it's a double whammy, man. You're not global.
By the way, did you guys see, speaking of Mr. Beast, did you see Mike Tyson was kidding around with him?
Yeah.
And punched him in the stomach?
And hit him.
And it almost, like, killed him?
Yeah.
He was bent over. He thought he had internal bleeding and that he had punctured one of his organs or something.
If you're going to challenge Mike Tyson to punch you in the gut, you'd kind of deserve it.
But
okay?
Did he challenge him? I thought they were just playing around.
I thought they were just horse
I thought
around
he challenged
too.
Him.
No, I think they were just... I think
because he stands back like this, like, go ahead and hit me.
No, I think
so
they were...
I think
they were just horse around. He's like,
I don't know.
You know how Mike Tyson's like, come, you know how that buddy's like, oh, come on, you're kidding. And then you're like, damn, that hurt.
He whacked him.
Yeah, are you seeing if they were kidding or what?
Hold on. I'm watching an ad.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's fine.
All right, there's your update on TikTok. It is saved, but... That's a big butt.
Bye-bye, 22,000 people.
Yeah. Stop. I don't even want to think about it.
They won't even see you anymore.
All right. See, this morning, you walked around here like it didn't matter. Now listen to you.
Yeah.
It's starting to hit you, pal.
It is. It's becoming real.
Devastating.
So sad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.